Hello, hello. It's Susanna from Susanna Heskinen Podcast, episode number 4. Now, today we're talking something which is very close to my heart, being bilingual. As you can hear from my funky accent, I am not a native English speaker, and neither are my kids. So, how do you raise bilingual kids, and what should you know and do differently, if anything? Now, here in Australia, there are lots of, bilingual families. There are lots of, immigrants coming from all over the world to kind of enrich the culture. And then there are those who've come here years and years ago who have not spoken their native tongue with their kids for whatever reason. And then there are those families who are very close knit communities and they speak their native tongue day in and day out. So you have kind of two extremes almost. But how do you raise a bilingual child in this environment to make sure that they get the both of the best worlds? Now, I was raised and brought up in Finland. English was not my native tongue. Finnish is my native tongue. And it's turned out to be Finglish, according to my husband. You speak Finglish now. There's not English or Finnish. You seem to mix the words. Even my sister, when I spoke to her, says, "Yeah, you're mixing your words. It's not." And even your emails and messages, you are mixing the words. Sometimes you are losing the Finnish words and you're using the English words, or sometimes you're using English sayings. You translate them in Finnish and they don't make any sense. So there you go. You kind of end up with this kind of language that is, known and spoken of those expatriates living overseas because they're kind of losing their richness of their language. But to make sure that if you have a second language in your house or one of your parents are bilingual, then you want to make sure that your child actually stays bilingual and or trilingual. There might be more than two languages spoken in the families. There's few things that you can help your child through the way you behave to make sure that they become bilingual and they have strong foundations for both languages when they're growing up. It might happen that one language that's spoken at home is stronger than the other, and that's understandable depending what language is surrounding you. Here we're Australia, it's English, so my sons are more strong in English, but they do speak Finnish as well. So there's a few things we've done to make sure that will happen. So what you need to understand that it's not for granted that you just talking to your child is going to make them bilingual. You have to have other ways and means getting the child focusing on the language, and there have to be other outlets that they hear the language, whether it's other adults speaking the language or other kids, whether it's going to be movies, television, radio, podcast, whatever it is, there needs to be other way for them hearing that language. It is not enough that you as a parent are talking to them on their language. And it could be that they are not interested to become bilingual. They might even want to say, "Mommy, don't talk me that language. Daddy, I don't want to hear that. Speak English or speak Spanish or whatever. It's the language you're surrounded." And that's all right. And don't try to force your child to speak the language that they might not want to speak to. So if you are out and about and your child says, "Oh, say that in English," then and say it in English, but then go back to the language that you were speaking before. And if they told you, "I don't want to, hear that language, I don't want to speak me on like that," you need to explain them why it's important. And the older they come, the more trickier it almost gets to kind of get them to accept and understand this other language and this other culture is part of who they are. It's part of their upbringing, and you have to embrace the culture as well as not just the language. So it's not enough you just speaking in Spanish or French without giving them the whole cultural understanding of what language is about. So it's about food, it's about how they celebrate Christmas, it's about those Bastille Day in France and things that you don't have necessarily in the surroundings where you are. So you have to bring those into your child's life, those celebrations, that culture, and having other people speaking and celebrating those same things to you. It can be tricky if you have family where one parent speaks one language and the other parent speaks another language, and then you are in a third language culture. So let's say you speak Spanish and you speak French, and then you are living in an English-speaking environment. So yeah, you might think that the child is going to get confused, but there's a few things you can do to make sure they absorb the language and the richness of the languages that they're being offered. And one thing is consistency. So you consistently should have one parent speaking them in one language. So if the mother is French, you're speaking French. If the father is Spanish, then you're speaking Spanish to the child. And then the surrounding world is English. And that is easier than if you start both speaking in Spanish or French, if you're lucky enough to have more than one language that you know own and know to the child. So try to be consistent and just keep it on the language that is your native for them. I, for example, Finnish is my native tongue, but I'm kind of, you know, bad example of what I'm just preaching here, because I speak my kids in Finnish when it's just the three of us or the two of us. But when we have other people around, I speak both. So I might tell them something in Finnish, but then I will have conversation going on with an adult or someone in English. And if they come and ask me something, I might answer them in English. So it's kind of my own doing of not being consistent. And it was difficult when I had my son. I had not been speaking Finnish for such a long time consistently that it was a struggle for me to start speaking in Finnish. I did not have Finnish friends living in London and in Australia when I arrived here. I was completely English. It was my work language, my home language, my husband. So to get the change that you have to start speaking to your baby who doesn't even talk back to you in Finnish was kind of a struggle. But it has well paid off. It's like when we are in a car and my kids in the backseat are speaking to each other in Finnish, and you just feel like, my gosh, I have done something right here, because they're actually absorbing the language and they're using it amongst themselves. Having a sibling helps. So when I was talking about having someone else speaking the language consistently, then that is a good thing. And the one parent, one language approach is, you know, if you go and research on this, you can see that is what, you know, the recommendations are. The other thing I'll say is you should have a plan in place. And I don't mean that you need to, you know, have a strict plan that you only do this in this language, but you should have time to spend reading and exploring that language in terms of your home environment. Like we had a game with my kids where we were doing colors in different languages, so Finnish and English, and I put color-coded stickers and I would say, what color is this? And then they're shouting in Finnish what it is, or in English. And don't make it negative to the kids. So if you're making, you know, games or some kind of fun activity, if they say it in English, don't say that's wrong, don't say that, because then you make a negative thing about something that should be fun. So you should just kind of, when you prepare them to do the activity, just say, let's just do this in Finnish, see how well, you know, you guys can do it, and you can follow what mommy is doing. So this is red, this is green, this is black, this is white. And just make them to repeat it for you. So that's repetition is a good way of learning languages anyway. Other things, what you can do in terms of have a plan is if you have language schools or language groups, if you have a play groups or mothers groups or any kind of interactive groups that, you know, are with your native tongue, that which is the bilingual language you want to enforce on your, you know, in your home environment, to make sure that you have something like that in place as well. Most of bilingual kids are delayed on their speaking and learning on languages. That doesn't mean they're dumb. Doesn't mean that they're not going to learn and embrace their other language, but it's just delayed because think about it, their brain is going through this amazing transformation and they have to absorb not just words in the language, the main language, but also the minority language, the second language. To be bilingual, it's gonna take them more effort. My first son, he was a late speaker. My second one was even later, and he's now three, and he's still behind in his language development to his peers in the preschool. But that's all right because he's bilingual. He has two languages that he's learning to, put together in his poor brain. So it's going to take a lot of effort, a lot of time. So don't feel that your kid is dumb if they're not getting something. It's just that it takes a lot from them to get those two languages. The vocabulary, you might find that your children's vocabulary is different to other kids. And this is due to the fact that you might find that you speak them in different, more simplistic way on your language. So the bilingualism, so I speak more simplified Finnish to my kids than I would speak in English. And that's probably because I speak more simplified Finnish now rather than kind of, Finnish I would have used if we would be living in Finland. But it's fine. It's fine. They will get it. They will learn. They will hear other people using your language, and they will start absorbing and adapting and using those words as well. The other thing will be that you need to make sure that you are proud of the languages you're speaking, as that will reflect on your kids. They will be proud of speaking this other language as well. So don't feel shy using it outdoors. Don't feel shy using it amongst other people who might not be using or speaking your own language. Don't be shy, just being who you are. You are a proud, person who has another background to your friends, and you have other skills. Yeah, you speak a different language to them as well, and be proud of that, and make sure that your kids are, proud using that language as well. And I tell my boys, basically, you have a like a secret language between you and your brother. Nobody else probably doesn't know it around where we are. Although we have a Finnish family living up in the road. How coincidence is that? We Finns are everywhere. And my boys were like, "Oh, okay, so you have a language you can use, and not very many people know it or use it." So they were very, very happy about it. And yeah, they talk to each other more simplified, and sometimes they mix Finnish and English, making it Finglish, like my husband calls it. But that's okay. Everything happens on the time. What you can only do is to support your child, be an example, be proud of it, have a plan how you're gonna use the language, make sure you're consistent, and just don't take it for granted, and don't be negative about if your child is not getting it, because as I said, it takes a long time to do it. Long time to absorb and be proficient in two languages. And as you can listen to me, like, I'm so much proficient in two languages. English is not my native tongue, and you can hear it, but that's okay. It's just adds to the mix. So there's accompanying a blog post, 5 tips parents raising bilingual kids should know, which is following this recording. So go and have a look at it at tudu.com.au/blogs. I hope you have enjoyed it. If you have any questions, please send us a message. If you like what you're hearing, stay tuned for some more interesting and educational material that you can use on your parenting. Speak to you soon. Bye. Thank you.